McCaskill, Suburban Women in America Are Sick of All These Guns. By Pam Key on August 31, 2020. MSNBC political analyst former Senator Claire McCaskill, DMO, said President Donald Trump's law and order message was not appealing to suburban women who are sick of all of these guns on Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's Deadline. On Joe Biden's speech today, McCaskill said, Donald Trump is going to be on his little machine with his thumbs, retweeting white nationalists, retweeting falsehoods every single day, incessantly. So they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to say over and over again that Joe Biden is not for rioters, is not people who set fires or burn buildings or break windows. But here's the thing that I think is really interesting about this. The visuals here matter. America knows that Trump is ginning up this chaos. They know that. They can tell it. They can smell it that he wants this conflict. And the suburban women that are supposedly at play here and that Trump is trying to say, you should be afraid. You know what they see? They see all of his supporters with AR-15s. They see a 17-year-old going into a volatile situation with a long gun and killing people. You know, and I was reminded over the weekend about one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs, Don't Take Your Gun to Town. Trump is saying to these people, take your gun to town. Let's see if we can have a rumble. And, you know, the American suburban women, they see that. And they don't like everybody having an AR-15. That's part of the problem in America right now. When asked about the Republican National Convention, McCaskill said, they tried to soften him, but he doesn't want to. You know, they did try to soften his edges. But you know, he doesn't want his edges to be softened. He wants them to be razor sharp. He wants to be the bad guy, the tough guy. He wants to be that guy. He doesn't want to be the soft guy. So his true self is what's going to come out in the next 60 days. And that convention is already in the rearview mirror, and people took it for what it was. It was a staged effort trying to make him into something he is not. Now, very quickly after it was over, he has shown what he is. He will somebody who won't condemn somebody who has been charged with murder, and he will not do anything but encourage his supporters to strap up with their AR-15s and go out there and do what you've got to do to defend America. Which means, let's go have somebody else shot. And the guns is a huge part of this. And women in America are sick of all of these guns and not having any gun regulations whatsoever. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.